Morning, church. I think thanks for your word as well, Kim, about not needing to be perfect. I think probably all of us in the interim leadership team are feeling a bit intimidated in some ways, unsure, feeling that we maybe don't have all that it takes to lead our church forward, but we trust in God that He's calling us and that He's going to lead us. So we're encouraged at the same time as feeling a bit uncertain, I guess. Yeah, so thanks for that word. And I think, guys, like all of you, I've been reflecting about the past 2 weeks, and it's been tough for all of us. And we're all asking God for His direction and His help. But what I have been encouraged with is that I haven't heard a single rebuke from God coming through about that, you know, we're handling this badly, that God's not with us. If anything, I've really heard that God is with us and we need to just put our faith in Him. So I'm feeling encouraged. I'm feeling that God is with us. It's interesting, even Paul last year saying that there was something coming. There was a change in our church coming, and I think even that was a word from God to say that there's a change that's coming. So from that perspective, I really believe God's with us. And He's asking us to hold His hand through this time. And, you know, just as I've been having quiet times on Monday, I was reading a passage of Scripture, and, you know, my quiet times, I often just pray and just ask God to show me something in His Word. Sometimes it's reading systematically, and sometimes it's just opening the Bible and asking God to speak to me. And I was reading from Romans 12 on Monday, and just what I read in Romans 12 felt like it fitted exactly with the circumstances of our church. And I just felt that I wanted to bring that. So I'm bringing probably more of a scripture today than a sermon. But I'd like to work through that scripture with you. And I think I'd ask each of you just to listen and to see if anything of that scripture applies specifically to you today. And I'm hoping it really does. So Pam, can I ask you just to bring the first slide up? Okay, this is Romans 12. We're going to start verses 1 and 2. It says, "Brothers and sisters, God has shown you His mercy. So I'm asking you to offer up your bodies to Him while you are still alive. Your bodies are a holy sacrifice that is pleasing to God. When you offer your bodies to God, you are worshipping Him. Don't live any longer the way this world lives. Let your way of thinking be completely changed. Then you will be able to test what God wants for you, and you will agree that what He wants is right. His plan is good and pleasing and perfect." And I've highlighted a few of the words there. And I think the first one that really stood out for me is that we need to offer our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. And that's not just the leadership team that's standing, it's each of us. I think each of us are asked to offer our bodies as living sacrifices to God. And that's just not living in a haphazard way. It's living intentionally and each day committing ourselves to Him. And then the next thing that really struck me is around this thing of the way one thinks. And God wants us to think differently. He wants our minds and the way we live to be aligned, not like the world lives. He really wants our thinking to be changed according to His word and what He wants to say to us. So I just felt that, you know, in terms of the context of our church, we need to look at the way we may be looking at our church. What is our view of church, the way we've been doing it in the past? And I think some of the verses I'm going to run through with you today were essentially challenging me around the way I think we need to be approaching church. And maybe how individual members, what our responsibilities are in that. So I think let's go on to verses 6 to 9 next, and that's where I really want to start focusing on a few key things for us. Okay, so I'm just going to read that. And really, guys, I think the key phrase for me, Dagi, if you want one thing to take home, the kind of the message that was in my mind was one of engage. I think God is really calling us as a church, as individuals in this church, to engage. And I think you'll see that coming through very, very clearly in these verses. And it says, we all have gifts They differ in keeping with the grace that God has given each of us. Do you have the gift of prophecy? Any of you here? Then use it in keeping with the faith that you have. Is it your gift to serve? Any of you? Then serve. Is it teaching? Then teach. Is it telling others how they should live? Then tell them. Is it giving to those who are in need? Then give freely. Is it being a leader? Then work hard at it. Is it showing mercy? Then do it cheerfully. And I think what's interesting for me if you read those, it's not all high, amazing spiritual giftings. A lot of those are really practical. And some of you might feel, you know, you maybe don't have gifts of speaking in tongues and prophecy and maybe teaching and those sort of, those gifts that maybe sometimes are hard to grasp. I think they're very practical things here. And as a body of Christ, there's actually something that God wants each one of us to do. And in the meeting last week, Monday, Steve Harper shared something with us that's really actually just stuck in my heart. And Steve's been in the church about a year and a half, and I really respect his views, and he's been wholehearted in the way that he's been committed to our church. And really what he said is that as he's been thinking about our church, he's felt that there's something not quite right. And it's really been that we're disengaged as a church. And I think that rang true for me, that I think many of us are here week by week. There's certainly those of us that are committed and engaged. I mean, we've got Sunday school teachers, we've got people in the worship team, we've got people doing all sorts of things. So I'm not saying we're totally disengaged. But there was something about that rang true. And I think in moving forward, this message of what is it that you can do? Is there something that you can do? And I would say there is. Everyone sitting in this room is part of God's body, right? You all feel called to be part of this church. And I think if we're in this body, we're meant to be a part of it, not spectators, not just sitting on the side. We're meant to be a part. And each of us has got something to offer. And I think I'm just feeling that, you know, as we move forward, guys, we need each one. And it was interesting, I was chatting with Robin and Pam, just reflecting back to how this church started. Like one of the key phrases, I think, in the years back was each one. Each one. And I think that banner at the back, each one a portion of the work. And I think it's not a message that is only for today. I think these verses here are talking about the church, how the church was supposed to be from the beginning of time. And I think maybe that's one of the challenges that we've had as a church, and that maybe we've been looking too much to just someone, or Paul, an eldership team, maybe to do everything. Maybe we've been sitting back. And I think certainly now is not the time for us to sit back. Now is not the time to sit back and watch and see if this thing flies or fails. That's not what we need. I think we need each of us, guys. I need each of you to search your hearts and say, God, what is it? What is it that I need to do? How is it that I need to contribute? And I think in doing that, we'll suddenly see God's body starting to function. We'll see God starting to raise us up into the places, into the things that he's calling us for. So let's read this again. And I want you guys to focus on the doing things. And you'll see this verse is all about action. It's about a body of Christ in action. It's not about a body of the body of Christ lying on a bed somewhere or lying inactive. So we all have gifts. All of us. They differ in keeping with the grace that God has given each of us. Do you have the gift of prophecy? Asking again. Then use it in keeping with the faith that you have. Is your gift to serve? Then serve. Is it teaching? Then teach. Is it telling others how they should live? Then tell them. Is it giving to those who are in need? Then give freely. Is it being a leader? Then work hard at it. Is it showing mercy? Then do it cheerfully. It really does speak to each one, doesn't it, guys? Okay, then following on from that, I just want to go to verses 9 and 10. Pam, if you could bring that up. And really, I just think that these next verses just follow so beautifully on the first. The first one's just saying, guys, the church needs to function. We need everyone involved. But how we get involved and how we relate to one another is just as critical. So verse 9, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. And this is a verse that really stuck out for me. Verse 10, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. And I think, you know, genuine love and affection, if we look at what Jesus was saying, like what is the greatest commandment? It's love one another. And John 13:35, Jesus said that if you love one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. So I think, yes, we all need to gather together, but it's how we gather, how we relate, how we encourage or discourage. You know, I think it's probably going to be very easy to point out the imperfections as we move forward. I mean, this interim leadership team, we're going to probably make some blunders. There are going to be gaps. Church is not going to probably function as it has for a while. It's going to be quite messy, I think. And in that, it's about how we're going to respond to each other. So I think the call, guys, is actually also for us to get more connected. I mean, I think looking back at myself sometimes as well over the past few years, it's very easy to come to church and then leave. Now, I think God's call here is for a connected body. It's to know each other. It's to love each other genuinely. And I think the only way we do that is actually to pull together, to understand each other, to take the time to connect with each other and really love each other. So I think really that's the simple message from me today. Is that can we do those things? Can we seek God and say, God, what is it that you want me to bring to your body? And I think it is each one, guys. We each need to engage. Every single one of us. And each of you has a gift. Each of you has something to bring to this church. Whether it's every week, whether it's once in a while, whether it's in Sunday school, in worship, in service, in encouragement, in preaching. There's so many opportunities as well in a space like this for God to use you and to grow you. So let's grow together. Let's grow together. Okay. And guys, it's quite early. I knew it would be because this wasn't a very long message. And I think that it would be really nice for us just to spend some time in prayer. There's lots for us to pray for. So what I'd like to encourage us to do is just to get into small groups. And really there's two things I'd like us to pray for. The one is Paul and Stace. Really guys, I think they're also going through a tough time of transition and not knowing what's happening. And this talk about love, they're part of our body. And the way we talk about them, the way we talk to them, the way we engage with them needs to be of the same heart. We need to be loving them, looking at their best interests as well. So can we really just pray for them to be buoyed up in this time, for God to guide them, for God to show them just as much as he shows us? So I think if that's what we can do first. And just to say that Paul's down in Maritzburg fellowshipping there today. And it sounds like Dennis is really supporting him too in the AOG. He's going to be going to some conferences and things, and he's going to be doing some studies. So I think he's seeing this as a time of where he can actually grow as well and seek God. But he needs our support. So let's really spend some time praying for Paul and Stace and the family. And then I think after that, let's just be led together about praying for the way ahead. There's lots of uncertainties. There's big questions that we're still going to need to answer. So if we can do that for, I'd say, the next 10, 15 minutes, and then we'll have tea afterwards. Okay, so I think if we can get in small groups where we are. Yep, Cindy? Yeah, sure. Would you like to come up?
And I think it's really engage is not only with God, it's with each other. And we need to not hold hands. We need to like get tough and get down. because we're facing an enemy. And we are not going to make it if we like, la 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 la, we need to really...
Alright, so let's engage, guys. Let's get in those small groups and pray.